朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们现在一起读经好吗？
Let us read the word of the God of the
Lord. 请大家我们一同起立来恭读主的话语。
May we rise and read it together.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
First we'll read in Chinese and then in English.
在上有权，罗马书十三章一到七节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚，做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。 Romans 13 verse 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authoritiesFor there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same.For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For there are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing.Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Please be seated.
请坐。
愿神祝福共读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
我们今天要来谈的一个题目叫做秩序与公义。
Today we want to speak on a topic called order and justice.
那么今天的这个信息关乎社会与政治的议题。
Now, today's message is about society and politics.
我知道这很不好讲，但是也很需要讲。
This is not an easy topic to speak on, but it needs to be taught on.
尤其是我刚来到这个教会时间还不长。
Especially since I haven't been in the church very long.
那如果要是在我原来的教会里面
Now, if it was in my previous church,
虽然也是不容易讲了
although it still isn't an easy topic,
但是总是好一些
but still it's a little better.
人家说你刚到一个教会先不要讲太多争议性的题目
People say that when you first begin teaching at a church you shouldn't speak about too many controversial topics.
但是我请求弟兄姊妹
But I will still ask brothers and sisters.
让我们一同来思想
Let us together consider.
今天我们所分享的
What we're sharing today.
是不是符合圣经的真理
Let's see if it is consistent with what scripture teaches.
甚至是不是符合 我们作为一个人在这社会上当有的一个常识。
And is it consistent with how we ought to acquit ourselves in society?
当今的社会实在是动荡。
Is very different.
其实即使不讲。
In fact, if we don't speak about these things,
我们弟兄姊妹们都已经在谈这个问题。
Brothers and sisters are already discussing these questions.
在我们的家庭里面。
Whether in our families.
在不同的团契小组当中。
Whether in fellowships and small bodies.
在微信群里面。
Whether in WeChat groups.
我们都在谈这个问题。
We're all discussing these kind of questions.
这是无法回避的。
This is not a topic we can avoid.
更何况我们知道圣经的教导是入世而不属世。
And we know that biblical teaching is to be in this world but not of this world.
不是出世。
And not to be out of this world.
有人说我两耳不闻窗外事。
Some people will say I don't pay attention to rumors and gossip.
一心只读圣经书。
All I do is read the scriptures.
但是我不知道大家有没有听过，我们基督徒也要一手拿圣经，一手拿报纸。
But I don't know if you've also heard of the saying that we need to hold the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in another.
我们不可能不关注在我们周遭在这社会上发生的这些事情。
It is impossible for us to not pay attention to the events that are going on around us.
主耶稣也讲到我们是这世上的盐，是这世上的光。
Jesus also said that we are the salt and light of this world.
基督徒应该在这世上成为真理荣耀的见证。
Christians should be a glorious and an honest witness.
在很多这些社会议题上面，我们应该给世人知道我们的立场、我们的价值、我们的抉择。
On many of these societal questions, we ought to be able to tell those around us what our views are and what our beliefs are.
但有的时候还是有的会听到基督徒会讲说不要讲政治。
But you'll still sometimes hear Christians saying, "Let's not teach on politics."
所以做一个牧师从讲台上讲政治，说这个牧师不务正业了。
And so some will say, if you're a pastor and you're teaching politics from the pulpit, that's a problem.
所以今天我说我是恐惧战惊。
So I say that I come before you in fear and trembling.
准备这一篇道，要摆上的祷告，摆上的时间，比其他一篇道三篇差不多。
So in preparing the sermon, it took me about three times as long as it normally would to prepare in prayer and preparation.
那么也在一些这个基督徒的微信群，我不是说这个慕道友啊，一些基督徒的这个微信群当中。
Now in some Christian WeChat groups, I'm not talking about groups where there are non-believers.
有时候呢，也有人说啊，不要讲政治。
There are times when people will say, "Hey, let's not talk about politics."
后来呢，我就发现一件事情。
Then I discovered something.
那些说不要讲政治的呢
？Those who say don't talk about politics.
实际上他们自己也在讲政治。
Usually themselves are also discussing politics.
只不过他跟你说不要讲政治，就是因为你讲的政治，你的观点和他不一样而已。
When they say let's not talk about politics, it's really just because your viewpoint is different from theirs.
但是呢，这个讲出来叫做不要讲政治啊。
But they use the term "don't talk about politics" as their approach.
所以刚才我和弟兄姊妹说，我们实际上不是单纯的讲政治。
So I say to my brothers and sisters, we're not just talking about politics.
我们要看圣经的教导到底是如何的。
We want to look and see what are the teachings of Scripture.
我们要讲到我们作为一个存在于社会上的人，我们的常识 common sense 是什么样的。
And so we need to see as someone living in society, what does common sense tell us?
那么还有一点很重要，就是我们要晓得今天我们在这个社会上所面对的。是属灵的征战。
And we also need to realize that the actual conflict we're facing is spiritual warfare.
以弗所书第六章已经讲得很清楚。
Ephesians 6 teaches this very clearly.
我们不是与属血气的征战。
We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
乃是与那天空掌权的灵界的力量来征战啊。
But with the spiritual powers of the air and of the devil.
今天在这个社会上面。
Today in society.
正在发生的这一切。
Everything that is happening.
如果我们作为基督徒
if we as Christians,
单纯总是从社会问题，单纯总是从政治问题上去看，而没有看到这背后的属灵的力量在那里征战。
If we're only looking at the societal issues and the political problems, and we're not seeing the spiritual fight that is going on behind them,
我们的眼光已经摆错了。
Then our viewpoint is already wrong.
好的，下面给大家看一幅图片。
So here, let's look at a picture together.
这是当今美国总统 Donald Trump.
So this is Donald Trump, the current president of the United States.
我不知道我们弟兄姊妹们每一位一看到他的照片，你会有一种什么样的反应？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, what kind of a reaction you have the moment you see his picture.
有人可能很喜欢。
Some are probably very happy.
有人可能很讨厌他。
Some people will probably, really dislike him.
好。在现实社会当中有两个词，一个叫做粉 ,fans, 啊。
So there are two terms in today's society. One is a fan.
一个叫做黑。
And one is a hater.
Haters. 啊，所以就中文叫川粉与川黑，啊，这个翻译很有意思。
In Chinese, it's, fans and haters.
啊，用两种不同的颜色代表。
It uses two different colors.
啊，粉丝，啊。我要做一个声明。
啊， I want to do a survey.
Let me make a disclaimer.
Oh, disclaimer. Okay, sorry.
啊，我不是川粉。
I'm not a fan of Trump.
啊，我也不是川黑。
I am not a hater of Trump.
我先给大家讲个故事。
Let me tell a story first.
在2008年总统大选的时候。
During the 2008 elections.
我们知道那一次最后是奥巴马当选上台成为美国总统。
We know that that time Obama was elected as president.
在当时大选之前，我们基督徒至少在我们教会当中，我以前的教会当中，我们大家有迫切的祷告。
That election, at least in my previous church, we as Christians prior to the election, we were praying a lot.
很多基督徒都讲。
And many Christians were saying.
从奥巴马他的立场。
That looking at, Obama's, policies.
啊，他的政策原则，对。Very good. Very good.
His position and his policies.
啊，我们知道是很不合圣经的。
We knew that many of those were very much not in line with scripture.
大家参与到大选投票。也在为这个结果祷告。
And many both voted and were praying for the results.
结果出来，奥巴马当选了。
And when the results came out, Obama was elected president.
很多基督徒很失望。
And many Christians were very much disappointed or hopeless.
老实讲，我也很失望。
And to be honest, that was true of me too.
而且当时我曾经，我没有发预言，我不是先知啊，没有先知的恩赐。
And at the time, I don't have the gift of prophecy, and so I didn't make any predictions.
但是我当时。个弟兄姊妹发了一个预言啊，加引号的啊预言。
And but I did say a quote unquote prophecy to the brothers and sisters at the time.
我说奥巴马总统当选，美国在道德伦理上面，在很多一些的社会议题上面会加速的堕落。
I said, given that Obama has now been elected president, America is going to see a moral decline in a lot of moral and societal aspects at a rate that has not previously been seen.
后来果然。
And then,
在这八年当中
in the 8 years of Obama's presidency,
同性恋结婚合法化
gay marriage was made legal.
很多地方这个毒品的问题越来越严重，对毒品犯罪的打击力度远远不够，甚至大麻合法化
The drug epidemic became far more severe, and there was insufficient law enforcement, and in many places, marijuana was even legalized.
到最后甚至是厕所法案
And then afterwards, you ended up having the bathroom bills.
等等，这一切都发生了。
And all of these things took place.
但是我要和大家分享的是什么呢？
But what do I want to share with brothers and sisters?
大选结果出来，后面这个礼拜天。
After the Sunday after the results of the election.
我站到讲台上面。
When I came up to the pulpit.
我和弟兄姊妹说。
What I said to the brothers and sisters.
就是零八年那个时候。
This was back in 2008.
我说现在大选已经结束了。
I said the election is already over.
我们已经有了新的合法的总统。
We already have a new legal president.
他是民选的总统。
He was the one who was elected.
他是我们整个国家的领导人。
He is the leader of our entire country.
我们应该尊重这一位新的总统。
We ought to respect him.
为他祷告。
To pray for him.
我不单这样说。
I didn't just say that.
而且真的这样做。
That is what I did.
在我们的祷告会上面，常常为国家领导人祷告，包括奥巴马总统，为他祝福。
In our prayer meetings, we would regularly pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for Obama, and pray for a blessing on him.
希望他能够真认识神。
Pray that he might come to truly know the Lord.
希望神给他属灵的智慧。
Pray that the Lord might give him spiritual wisdom.
不管他的政治立场是如何的，这个工作实在是不容易做。
Regardless of his political positions, his job is very difficult.
当时我没有看到有哪个基督徒跑到街上去所谓的抗议 peaceful protest.
At the time, I didn't see any Christians doing any so-called peaceful protests.
说 not my president.
Saying not my president.
说 never Obama.
Or saying never Obama.
甚至于很多的一些暴力的东西都出来。
Or any scenes of violence.
我说我们尊重民选的合法的领导人。
When I say that we respect legally elected.
这是圣经的教导。
Leader, this is the teaching of Scripture.
因为这一切的权柄都是出于神的。
Because all authority comes from the Lord.
我们有责任尊重顺服掌权者。
And we have a responsibility to respect and to obey leaders.
而圣经也特别的讲，不单是那容易顺服的，连那乖僻的都要顺服。
And Scripture is very clear that not only are we supposed to follow those that are easy to obey, but also those that are difficult.
是的，我想在这样的一个考验当中。
So I hope that in this time of difficulty,
这些保守的人士，基督徒。
That those who are conservative and Christians.
我们平平安安的过了美国这八年。
We were able to peacefully go through the 8 years of Obama.
虽然我自己内心非常难过，作为美国第一个黑人总统，他完全可以在美国的种族和好上面可以做更多的事情。
And although my own heart was very heavy because as America's first black president, he had the opportunity to address many of the racial difficulties in our nation.
但实际上很多他的讲话和政策是更多的挑起了种族之间的矛盾和仇恨，非常的遗憾。
But many of his policies and many of the things he said actually led to increased racial tensions, which was very unfortunate, was a lost opportunity.
即使这样,
Even so,
我们平平安安地送走了奥巴马的八年,
we still peacefully completed the 8 years under Obama.
为什么?
Why?
当时我和弟兄姊妹讲很重要的一个概念,
at the time, I shared a very important principle with the brothers and sisters.
We should respect the office.
我们应该去尊重这个职分。
职分，职位。
职位，谢谢。
他是这个国家的领导人。
He is the leader of our country.
他是美国三军的统帅。
He is the head of the armed forces.
Armed forces. 那么今天。
Then today.
为什么当大家看到这样一幅照片，这样一个人的时候，
Why is it when we see a picture of Donald Trump?
我们看到那么多有人对他这种的仇恨。
Why do we see so many people who are filled with hate towards him?
谩骂。
And cursing him.
连一个最基本的尊重都没有。
Even the most basic aspects of respect, they do not are not willing to afford him.
我记得我刚来美国不久。
I know when I had just come to the United States.
那时候就关注很多美国的社会时事政治。
At the time, I was paying attention to many societal trends and politics.
这个社会上面是两个不同的阵营，保守派和自由派。
At the time, there were two political parties, a liberal party and a conservative party.
那时候自由派批评保守派。
And at the time, the liberal party would criticize the conservative party.
说你们太狭窄。
Saying you're too narrow.
你们不包容。
You're not willing to tolerate others.
不接受多元性 diversity.
You're not willing to accept diversity of opinion.
后来有人就说了一句话。
And afterwards someone said,
说美国的自由主义是这样子的。
Said American liberalism is like this.
Tolerate anything but Christianity.
They will tolerate anything except Christianity.
但是到了今天。
But today,
这样一种所谓的还有一个面具的这个 tolerance 已经完全看不到了。
But today we can't even see anyone wearing a mask pretending to be tolerant.
已经不只是不 tolerate Christianity.
They don't just not tolerate Christianity.
任何和他们的观点立场不一致的都不 tolerate.
Anything that is not consistent with their viewpoints and their political positions, they do not tolerate.
Even within their own parties.
连在他们自己的党派里面也是这个样子的。
如果这个国家像这样发展下去，
If our country continues down this track,
这个国家没有前途。
Then there is no future for our country.
我们再看。
Let us look again.
什么是歧视？
What is discrimination?
这个图大家都不陌生。
Everyone's familiar with this picture.
最近我们都常常的听到。
Now we're constantly hearing this kind of a phrase.
那么我们就来思想一下。
Let us consider for a moment.
这里有一个关于歧视的定义，抱歉，只有英文。
Here's a definition of discrimination. Unfortunately, it's only in English.
The unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people or things on the grounds like race, age, sex, social status, appearance, job, etc.
这我无法翻译成中文。
就是这样一种不公平的、带有偏见的来对待不同的人群，基于他们的种族、年龄、性别、社会地位、外表、工作等等。我记得小时候啊，我们这个爸爸妈妈带我们出门。
I remember then when I was young and our parents took us outside.
这发生在很多很多的家庭当中。
Something like this would happen in many families.
然后呢，那时候就是有那个收垃圾的那个工人啊。
The trash collector would come by.
那么这个父母都是跟孩子这样说啊，说你得好好学习，如果不好好学习，以后就去扫大街。
The parents would say, "Hey, you need to study hard, otherwise you're going to end up as a street sweeper."
那按照今天的这个标准来说，这个是带有歧视的，因为你歧视这个清洁工的这个工作。
Now these days that would be considered discriminatory because you're differentiating against those who are working in the trash collection industry.
好吧，我们要承认歧视呢是存在的。
Now we need to admit that discrimination is real and it exists.
各处都有歧视。
And it exists in many different places.
每个人可能都会有的。
And everyone will have some level of discrimination.
你知道我以前那个在国内就是做这个短宣的工作，然后各处跑吗？
I'll tell a story about one time when I was doing a short-term trip back in China.
然后我就到这个广东去。
And after going, I went to many places and I ended up in Guangzhou.
我们有广东人是不是？好像是不是许东长是广东？
或许
广东人，他也算广东人。嗯。然后呢，这个广东人呢，然后就说了，说这个我们广东省以外的，广东省以北的都叫北佬。
And so they said anyone who's north of our southernmost province of Guangdong is a northerner.
这个北佬就有点不太好听的词。然后我就到了香港。
But this term northerner is a little bit negative. And then I went down to Hong Kong.
我们这里有没有香港来的弟兄姊妹？
Anyone here from Hong Kong?
没有啊，那就好办了，是吧？
All right, if there's not, then that'll make this easier.
这是一个很沉重的题目，开个玩笑啊。后来我就发现香港呢，把香港以北，包括广东，都叫北佬。
And then I discovered that down in Hong Kong, they called anyone who was north of them, including Guangdong, northerners.
我们到这个中国的这个乡村，到河南的这个很偏僻的乡下。
And then we went to this very remote rural area in Henan.
你想说你是从大城市来的，是不对？
Now you think you're coming from a big city.
这边好像是偏僻的这个贫穷的乡村。
And this is this obscure, very poor rural area.
我告诉你，到那里也受歧视的。
Turns out when I arrived there, I was also facing some discrimination.
我去买车票。
When I went to buy a ticket.
我比较热心嘛，陪同我那个同工，我说我去买车票，他说你不要就跟我争起来了。
Well, I was going with my coworker, and I was like, "All right, hey, I'll go and I'll buy the ticket." He was like, "No, no, 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 you can't go buy it." And he ended up getting in a little argument with me.
最后他跟我说。
In the end, he finally said to me.
他说我不是跟你客气。
He said, "I'm not doing this to be polite."
如果你去买票。
If you go and buy this ticket.
你多付一倍的钱。
You'll pay twice as much as I do.
我一去的话就半价。我这个口音，我本地的。
Because if I go and buy it, I have a local accent, and so I'll only have to pay half price.
所以实际上这个歧视这件事情呢。
So discrimination,
并不总是我们想象就是强者对弱者的歧视。
We imagine it as only being the strong against the weak.
很多时候不见得是这样子。
That's not always the case.
它是多方的，是互相的。
It's multifaceted and it's often a bilateral experience.
我们说今天在美国社会当中
，Today in American society,
有的时候可能有对黑人的歧视。
There is sometimes discrimination against people who are darker skinned or black people.
但大家如果你对美国社会多一些了解，在黑人的群体当中，或者在别的族裔，包括我们亚裔当中，实际上对白人有很多很公开的歧视，你知道吧？
But those of you who are more familiar with American society will realize that in black communities or often in Asian communities, there will be discrimination against whites.
你讲到那些 white 那些，如果你把这个 white 换成是 black， 这个糟了，政治绝对不正确。
You'll find that many things that are said, if you were to simply trade out the word black for the word white, there would be problems because you would no longer be remotely within the bounds of political correctness.
其实我们作为华人待在美国这个地方
，as Chinese Americans living here in America,
我们多多少少也会了解在这个社会上面有歧视。
We will more or less realize that there is discrimination in the society around us.
但是我们怎么去面对？
But how do we face this discrimination?
我就刚来美国不久。
When I had just arrived in the United States.
认识一个美国人。
I knew an American.
然后呢，这个美国人就问我你从哪里来呀？我说从中国。
And the American asked me, where are you from? And I said, I'm from China.
他说 Oh, you're an Oriental person.
And he said, Oh, you're an Oriental person.
哎呀，现在这个东方啊，这个东方人啊，其实呢，本来也可以说，后来就说这个词有点歧视偏见，不可以讲。
At the time, you were allowed to say that someone was Oriental. Now it's considered discriminatory or offensive.
但是呢，这个人他就说了，说 you are Oriental person. 那我呢，因为在国内就学托福、学 GRE 啊，我就记住了这个 Oriental 这词不好啊。
Now, when he called me this word Oriental, I had more extensive studying, and I was like, oh, I know that this is a bad word.
我一听我就不高兴了。
As soon as I heard it, I was very unhappy.
啊，但是呢，咱们还要有自己的这个，对不对？这个修养，我不能跟他这个就急起来。我说 yes 啊。我就说是啊，确实嘛，咱是东方来的，承认。
But I need to, you know, maintain a civilized appearance, and so, I'm not going to immediately argue and fight with him. And so I was like, ah, well, yes, that's right.
他继续问我。
So he continued to ask me.
Have you heard this?
Have you ever heard?
我说什么呀？
What is it?
就是 if you spin an Oriental person for a while, he will be disoriented. 这怎么翻啊？就是如果要是把一个东方人在这里转一转，转一转 ，spin him for a while 啊，然后他就找不到东 ，disoriented， 用中国话就是这个中国人的这个表达就找不着北了。啊，当时我一听，我这就不高兴了。
As soon as I heard this, I was very unhappy.
啊，为什么呢？因为这个 disoriented 这个词呢，除了就是说你找不到方向，实际上我们这个引申也知道，就这个人很混乱，对不对？
And I was particularly unhappy because besides the one meaning of being disoriented and not knowing what direction you're in, it also means that you're a bit of an idiot.
而且我还为什么不高兴呢？你管他是东方人西方人，你来转转转转，最后你都找不着北嘛，对不对？一样的。
And I was particularly annoyed because if you spin someone around long enough, they're all going to get dizzy regardless of where they're from and become disoriented.
所以当时我突然啊，这个圣灵感动，这是开玩笑，不是圣灵感动，那时候还没有信主，我就说。我就说 I'm not sure of that, but I know one thing.
And so I was a little annoyed, and so I responded angrily. I'm not sure of that, but I know one thing.
啊，我说我知道什么了，然后当然他就这个竖着耳朵听了，啊，什么呀？
And so he of course was interested. He's like, what is it?
我就跟他说，我说 I know that if you spin a Western people for a while, he will be oriented.
他说要是你把一个西方的人转来转去，他终于就可以找到北了。
Keith。当时那时候还没有信主。
At the time I was not yet saved.
啊，自己的血气还是有的。
And I had a bit of a temper.
但不是现在就完全没有。
I'm not saying that I don't have any anymore, but.
当时我一回答完，哇，这个美国人脸憋得通红，不知道怎么回答我。
As soon as I finished saying that, the person's facial expression changed, and they really didn't know how to respond.
哦，我心里非常高兴啊。
I was so happy.
好得意。
I felt very satisfied.
扬我国威啊
I had protected the honor of my country.
后来
Afterwards.
我先给大家讲结果，后来我跟这个美国人成了好朋友，他还请我到他家去吃饭。
Afterwards, I became good friends with the person.
后来我就多想了，我说
Afterwards, when I thought about it a little bit more.
其实我没有必要这样去回答的。
There's really no need for me to respond that way.
有时候他可能就是这样一讲讲，他也没有真是往心里去，或者故意去歧视你的意思，就觉得这话好玩。
He may well have not been actively trying to offend me. He may have just thought that this was something he could say.
而做人那个本性呢，就是你伤害到我一点，我再伤害你更多。
And a natural humankind's natural reaction is that if you get hurt a little bit, hurt the person who hurt you even more.
其实没有必要。
And that's not necessary.
所以信主那么多年，现在我在如果再听到这话，我就不会这么回答了。
So now, as someone who's been saved for some time, if I were to hear a joke like that, I would not respond in that fashion.
好，那么讲下面的这个话题之前呢，我还要再给大家分享一件事情。
Now before we go any further on this topic, I want to share one other issue.
啊，为什么要解释呢？
Why do I need to explain this?
因为讲到这个政治的话题，在现在这样一个社会，这样一个政治正确的氛围当中。
Because as soon as we talk about politics in today's very politically correct context,
你要讲得很谨慎，你要讲得很清楚。
You need to be very careful, and you need to do so in a very precise manner.
刚才我说了，在他们自己的阵营当中，这个他们看不顺眼的都要去打压。
I'll say, earlier I had said that if in their own political party there's someone that they don't appreciate, they will repress them.
所以我害怕。啊，一不小心一个种族主义大帽子扣到我自己的头上来了。
If I'm not careful, pretty quickly there will be a racial, an accusation of racism against me.
我不是种族主义者。
I'm not a racist.
虽然可能在我内心当中有时候对不同的种族有一些不同的想法，我也承认。
Now I'll admit that there may be times when a given thought about a given racial group enters my mind.
那后面我也会给大家继续讲到这一个问题。
And in a moment I'll be discussing this issue more fully.
在2015-16年的时候啊。
In 2015-2016.
那个时候我们原来教会的我们的这个青少年传道啊，他呢结婚然后搬走了。
At the time, our youth pastor got married and moved.
啊，我们很舍不得，他是这个五岁就来美国的一个华人，孩子们都很喜欢他。
We were really sad to see him go. He had come to the U.S. when he was about 5 years old, and all the kids really liked him.
那我们呢就需要再找一位的这个青少年的英语传道。
And we needed to find a new English youth group leader.
那么找的过程当中呢，当然最理想的是找华人了。这个大家不要认为我们是。种族歧视啊
！Of course, in the process of looking for such a youth pastor, ideally we were looking for a Chinese American. Let's hope everyone doesn't think we're racist because of that.
但是呢，不可能嘛，那个很难找到的。那我们呢，就后来两位候选人都是我给教会推荐的。
But we weren't able to find anyone. It's hard to find that kind of a candidate. And then there ended up being two candidates that I suggested the church leaders consider.
啊，我都认识他们。
And there were two that I knew.
一个是白人。
One was white.
一个是黑人。
And one was black.
那位白人呢
And the white person
还在中国曾经做过一段时间的宣教士
has spent some time in China doing ministry there
可以讲一些的中文
And he was able to speak some amount of Chinese
他的太太还是华人是来自香港在宣教工厂四川的宣教工厂上认识的
And his wife was actually from Hong Kong and they had met each other while he was doing ministry in Shanghai
另外呢是一个黑人
And the other one was African American
年龄也比较大一些
He was a little older.
我们在跟他们在接触过程当中
during the process of getting to know them.
然后有一些更深的了解
We got to know them a bit better.
那我就发现这位白人的弟兄虽然很好但是他的那个灵恩的倾向比较严重
I realized that although the white brother was a really good brother, but he had some charismatic tendencies.
我不是反对这个任何的灵恩派我自己就是从灵恩教会出来的
And I'm not saying that I'm against any charismatic church. I myself used to be part of a charismatic church.
但是当时在这个情形之下祷告我们开会的时候
But at that time as we were praying about it and as we were thinking about it,
那个同工们就问我
The coworkers asked me,
啊，我们同工们他们都很尊重刘牧者的这个意见，啊，就是说，牧师你觉得哪一个更好？
So they asked me, which of the two do you think is better?
我当时跟他们讲得很清楚，我祷告之后，黑人。这位弟兄，哦，我没有说黑人，我就是这位，他的名字叫什么啊
？And at the time I was like, well, I believe that this one, the black brother, was a better option.
后来这位黑人的弟兄在我们教会做英语传道3年的时间。
And as it turned out, the black African American brother ended up being our pastor for 3 years.
我的孩子都是在他们的带领之下。
My kids all were underneath his teaching.
当时我们做决定的时候
，When we were making that decision.
我没有看种族
I was not looking at their race
不因为他是这个种族或者不是这个种族就要或者不要
Not because he was of one race or was not of one race therefore making such a decision
我们只是看谁是一个 fit 更好的一个 fit
I was just looking to see which of them was a better fit for the job
我的太太
My wife
师母曾经在一个黑人为主的教会所开的一个基督教学校当中教过书
She used to be a teacher in a predominantly African American Christian school.
里面的学生大部分都是黑人的孩子。
The vast majority of the kids there were the children of African American couples.
教的时间非常的短。
Now he didn't teach there very long.
那因为后来那个教会也是灵恩的问题，我们这个不多说。
There ended up being some issues with the church and some charismatic issues.
以前我们教会有不止一位、两位姐妹曾经在 downtown 我们那边 downtown 的。黑人为主的这个市中心的学校教书。
And there were several sisters in our church who ended up teaching at majority black schools in downtown.
我想跟大家说的这一切。
Why, now I want to say all this to everyone.
就是说我们不是种族主义者。
To say that we're, as Christians we are not racists.
但是另一方面。
But from an, but at the same time,
我们有一位姐妹在当堂这个黑人孩子为主的这个学校里面在教书的时候
，There was a sister who was a teacher in the downtown predominantly black school.
她亲口跟我分享的
，And she herself shared with me and said,
她说，我讲话也很小心，我就鼓励这些孩子，我说你们不要闹， 好好的学习，然后有一个以后有一个 better future， 更好的一个未来呀。
She said when I was sharing with the kids and saying, "Hey, let's quiet down and pay attention in class. If you work hard, you'll have a better future."
这些话没有问题吧，弟兄姊妹
？Well, brothers and sisters, I think you would agree this is not a problematic thing to say.
你知道他的学生怎么回答他
？Do you know how her students responded?
Are you a racist?
They responded and said, "Are you a racist?"
你是不是种族主义者？为什么这样对我说
？Why would they say something like that to me?
这是现在美国，绝不是去 pick on 这个人或者那个人，弟兄姊妹们。但是现在在今天的美国的社会当中
Now I'm not picking out one person or another person, but today in American society,
如果任何一个种族
if any one race
变成是不能够说不能够碰的
becomes a race that you're not allowed to say anything, becomes impossible to say against anything against anyone of that race.
这已经是另外一种的种族主义了，难道不是吗？
This has already become a different form of racial supremacy.
我想我们应该承认在任何一个社会当中实际上不同的种族之间是有差异的。
I think we need to acknowledge that in any society there's going to be differences between races.
我们只有来正视这些的差异。
And it's only when we can acknowledge these differences.
做出自己的努力。
And work hard towards them.
才能够有一个更好的结果。
Before we can have a better result.
如果我们单纯的只是以这样一种的 victim mentality 受害者的这样一种心态
If we only approach these issues from the standpoint of victim mentality
我们总是去 blame others 总是去指责别人
Then we're only going to be blaming others or blaming those outside of ourselves
最后实际上我们会陷入到一个陷阱当中
And in the end we end up in a situation where
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。